IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sayyid Mohsen. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib Zata, assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
So, Islam and yoga. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen, if we want to, some people around the world, even in the Muslim communities, are practicing yoga. What's the problem? Where does the problem come from? I mean, because the feeling that your prayer, your du'as, your supplications, I mean, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to given to you is not given, and then the yoga is going to replace it. Where does the problem come from? Is it with me not practicing Islam in a good way, in a perfect way, and then replacing yoga with namaz or prayer or something?
Well, I disagree with the opinion that you said, like with the supplication or the prayer that we have. We do not get that kind of spirituality, and then that's why people are going towards the yoga.
Okay.
This is not the reason, because it has become a trend in the Western world. Now, the problem is those who have the, worldview, the material worldview, they don't believe in metaphysic, okay? And they don't believe in spirituality. On the other hand, they have anxiety, stress, different problems in the society. So they're after peace, some inner peace.
But Sayyid, yoga is spiritual action, isn't it?
I know. That's the reason why yoga has spread in the West is because it was an exercise initially.
Mm-hmm.
It was introduced as an exercise which gives you a peace. You can find inner peace. And then later when people went after it and like the research has been done, obviously it has come like it's a specific traditional thing, which is a ritual in a specific, religion.
Okay.
But initially, when you look at the history of it, how it spread in America, for example, in the West, it was introduced as an exercise. So they introduced it as an exercise, and later, obviously, people know about the reality. So the reason was inner peace. Now, a person who is a Muslim who prays, he definitely finds some peace when he prays, when he recites Quran, when he fasts in the month of Ramadan. You know, he has that peace, but he cannot maintain it for a longer time. That's the main issue. You know, many people, they ask, like, for example, in the month of Ramadan, we are having very spiritual, mentality, but after Ramadan, it finishes. Why?
Okay.
Because they cannot keep it. So this is not the reason for the Muslims exercising yoga.
Yes.
Yoga is being exercised because of being an exercise, something new, where you do not move a lot. We are lazy as well.
Okay.
We don't want to have an exercise, heavy exercise.
Usually yoga sits in exercise rather than acting and walking or jogging or something like that.
Some people like that. Most of people are liking that. So that is one of the reasons. One reason is like why people are exercising it because of this. And in the Muslim world also, they are not basically exercising or trying to do yoga in order to have a spiritual level or gain a spiritual level.
They have ignorance about the fact of yoga.
They even don't think about this. They even don't have this mentality which we are talking right now.
Okay.
They even don't practice yoga with this, because when you ask general people like, why are you doing yoga? They say it's an exercise. It's a trend in the world.
Okay.
You know, they see like people sitting on the mats and making different postures.
Yes.
So that is the main reason that they're
usually they consider as an exercise or a sports or something like that.
So we cannot say like because people are not finding their spirituality in the prayers or supplications, that's why they're going towards the yoga. So it was introduced because it was an exercise, and people are doing some kind of exercise which has been a good trend in the world. Like it has a trend.
So what if a Muslim does, for example, yoga in the morning
That. If it is just the exercise,
reaching peace, as you said.
No.
What if the spiritual peace is achieved, Sayyid?
No, they cannot achieve even yoga.
No, they achieve it, man.
Yoga has a long way to achieve it. You know, in the definition, I can just read the definition of the yoga. Like when they reach to it, it's not like, you practice it for a month and you reach to something. You have to practice for many years, at least 1 year. And in Islam, obviously, we have this, like, if you do an amal, if you do have to do something, practice it for 40 days. You can reach to something,
okay.
As brother was mentioning about some examples. So, you know, it's the way, like even in the definition they have said it, those who are the teachers of yoga or those who have started it, they say like when the five senses along with the mind remain mm-hmm. still and the intellect is not active,
yes.
That is known as the highest state. Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine someone exercising yoga for a month or two and he reaches to this state? No. You know, when we stand for the prayers, we have all thinking, all the thoughts coming into the prayers. Mm-hmm. We are not very much, you know, focused about the prayers. Right. So this has been practiced as an exercise. And even if they feel something out of it, you know, we always feel peace when we do exercise.
Yes.
For example, the person who is...
I feel peace when I watch, for example, football yeah. games at the end of the day. It's
not, you know, no, is it person, peace? A person, for example,
no,
yes, yeah.
spiritual peace.
No, you,
spiritual
peace. You're naming it.
No,
you're naming it spiritual peace, but that is satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Yeah, this
satisfaction. I need to. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I wanted to. Read. That's okay. The satisfaction that yes. he's feeling, and it, this satisfaction, maybe he named it as peace, but this is not the peace that you know the Buddhists they say like they're monks. What they say yes. is as the peace which they find in the, you know, yoga. Yes. That is satisfaction. You know, if someone is doing exercise and he has this habit and he does not perform it for a day or two, he does not feel satisfaction in those 2 days.
A question just popped up to my mind.
Yes.
How about satisfaction in this, in the idea of Islam? Is satisfaction capable of being wretched in this world? Or is the true satisfaction in the hereafter? The true satisfaction, that spiritual peace that you're talking about.
And how are you
can
sure?
Can it be attained in this world? And mm-hmm. like how you said, yes. if I reach this in this world, how am I sure that it is that spiritual satisfaction? Why don't we say that's the devil and the demons playing mm-hmm. tricks on us?
Yeah.
And so how can we be sure that yoga is not an otherworldly action?
What do you mean?
I mean, getting you into a kind of a spiritual perfection that will be usable for the metaphysical world. Because in the early teachings of the yoga, as I read it out these days, you know, I understood that it is very much like a religious action.
It's getting away. It gets you away from the from karma and from whatever negativity in the
yes.
hereafter and whatever. They state that.
Yeah, but the modern version, you know, is very much, you know, this modernistic look at everything has changed the concept of yoga into something as daily routine fitness activity, which is very much different.
So from that's why you say it is a satisfaction, not the peace. You know, it's not the spirituality.
So what about the original form, Sayed? I mean, yeah. if somebody practiced it in the original form, which dates back to before Islam. I mean,
5,000 years before.
Yes. Something before these monotheistic religions and these actions in the true sense of the word gets you closer to the, I don't know,
definition which they get, they say yoga is a skill in action, known that which is called yoga to be separation from contact with suffering. Now, imagine a person who is practicing yoga mm-hmm. at that time,
okay.
or even at this time when you okay. go to the Buddhist, like their
ashes,
you know,
they call it, right?
The main part of their worships, where yes. they worship. When you see that person is separate from the whole world, he's sitting on a corner. He's exercising yoga, mm-hmm. which is part of his worshiping. He performs other things as well.
Yes.
But he never has a contact with this world.
Okay.
He does not have
That's
kids.
That's their goal.
You know, he does not have the kids. You know, this is what Islam stops us from.
Sorry, what about a person who is leading a prayer in his solitude without connecting the world?
What do you mean?
It's very much the same. I mean, for example, in your spiritual experiences, when
who
you are
that
alone.
That's accepted.
No, when you are alone, you know, you are
doing... You're alone for a couple of hours.
Sorry? Yeah, you can
You're alone for a couple of hours.
We're talking about
thing.
He's totally separate from the world. You know, there are two different things. When we're talking about the world, when we talk about the Islam says, like, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam, when they came, like, what was the difference between Sufism and Shiism?
Mm-hmm.
The Sufism has the same concept, like, you okay. need to cut off from the world.
I'tizad, that's the concept yeah. of I'tizad.
Yeah. So you cut off from the world. You do your thing, you reach to your goals, your spirituality. You know, we have many examples. For example, there was a lady who was a monk. She came to Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salatu yes. wasalam, and she said, "Oh, Imam, I have these powers
Talents.
That I have got from what I used to exercise."
But I'm not married.
And Imam said, like, how you got this state? Yes. She said, I never married.
Yes.
I never had a kid, okay. husband. I was just praying, worshiping, and that's it. And Imam said that if this was the case,
mm-hmm.
That if this was the criteria of getting to higher ranks and getting these powers, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Zahra Sayyidatun Nisa al-Alamin, the leader of all the women of the world,
okay.
where she is the leader of all the women of the world. She's
she
the mother
of life.
Yeah. And she had all these powers and more than this.
Yes.
Where she had the kids, she was taking care of the kids, she had a husband, she had a father, she was living in the society, teaching people. So Allah has put everything in the house. He had made this in the social life, that because we are the social animals.
That's right.
So Islam is about being the social animal, being socializing with the people.
Yes.
Not getting away from the society.
Adding to your answer, brother, at the end of the day, we stated, both of us, that there could be, you know, these talents, these, you know, benefits, these rewards. They can be wretched. The satisfaction could be wretched. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubting it. But who says that's the true satisfaction that you need? That's the purpose of your life.
Okay.
That's the question that remains up there. How do you know that this is the satisfaction? And I'm 100% sure that they don't have no answer except that this is what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we know. We have gained it through experience. Who says that your experience is right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, let's say. Let's not call him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creator has sent down over 140,000 prophets.
Okay.
Not one prophet I have seen has stated that you should do this kind of exercise, this kind of staying away from people and whatnot. Rather, what we see is like how my brother was stating, that you socialize, you help your brothers, you build a community, you live your life normally, like how we usually do, right? But there are some rules, there are some boundaries, there are some guidelines in this life and lifestyle. So at the end of the day, we need your evidence of proof that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
There are a couple of more examples if I can add. Like, you know, for example, if there is a person like who's hungry, when you... give him a food, you feel satisfied.
Okay.
You feel a peace inside you.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this has come from?
So there as a Muslim preacher...
You know, there was an animal who was homeless. You're helping that animal, you feel satisfied. You know, there are many, many examples that when you socialize in the community, when you help people, you get more satisfaction rather than, you know, being away from the society, practicing something on your own.
If
that's
why in Islam,
that's why in Islam also, it is very much emphasized on the worshipping in a group, jama'ah. You know, al-barakah fil jama'ah, blessing is in
the jama'ah. Of course, you have collecting yoga nowadays too, you know, they do it in a group form too, you know.
That's the, you know.
You have International Day of Yoga, you know.
If you more
that might be something wrong in the yoga teachings.
Okay.
If you ask the Orthodox, wrong. You know, those who are Orthodox.
Gurus.
If you ask them, they will deny this thing because it's something individual. And everyone has to reach to their own level individually.
Doesn't it close the way of dialogue between, for example, Islam and Buddhism? I mean, negating the whole yoga or something? For example, if you want to talk to a Buddhist about the yoga and what are the benefits?
Well, it's a specific ritual that they practice. For example, you know, if they come and they talk straightforward about the fasting or giving zakat, alms.
Because they do fasting too.
For example, like for alms, charity we have a specific... If they come and start with this, that is not the point of getting together. The main point is, you know, you want spirituality, we want spirituality. You want peace, you want this world to be in a form of peace. We want this world in the form of peace. So we need to talk about the, you know, kulliyat, we say, like, what is it? The major topics, not the minor things. Because, you know, when you get
universal
into
concepts.
The minor concepts and the minor things, then obviously there are the disputes.
That's right.
You know, for example, between us and Hindus, we eat meat. They worship cow.
Yes.
So how can you get, you know, united?
There's a cow in the middle. There's a cow in the middle.
Okay. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen.
Welcome.
Brother Habib, for your presence in the program. Viewpoints, that's all we have time for today's discussion. Okay. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam Page. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page, also YouTube, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanallah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside, I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light, it guides me through my darkest night, it shows me right from wrong and right. A world that often lies, cause I don't need